To talk about home and some other stuff here. Jackie and Keith are here from Northwoods Community Realty here this morning. Good morning, you two.
Good morning, Jeff.
And yeah, we all have pants on.
Yes.
So we'll get that out there right now.
It's National No Pants Day, but
yeah,
I'm not going to abide by that one either.
No, and I told you my kilt's in the dry cleaner, yep. So I'm not celebrating today.
And I didn't realize it was National Calling Sick to Work Day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is awkward, but Jackie,
well,
I don't feel good.
Well, you should call in sick if you're not going to wear pants.
Right.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, good point. And Jackie said, okay, boys, are you about done now?
No.
Yes, I think we're done, right?
I could have wore a skirt today. I didn't get the memo.
That's okay. New listings, first of all. That's the most important thing that people want to know. In fact, I've been told that get right to the new listings whenever you talk to realtors on your show.
Oh, really?
Oh, gosh, yes. People want to know the new listings right off the bat. So
awesome.
Who wants to go first? You both have some?
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, I'll go. I just listed one yesterday on Lake Nokomis. It is a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home. Beautiful walkout, finished basement. It's got a 2-stall boathouse.
Nice.
And it is set up for a pontoon on one side and a ski boat or a fishing boat on the other side. All aluminum rails, nice aluminum dock, faces south. Really nice property.
Okay.
Good frontage.
Very
good frontage.
All sandy, yes.
Okay.
And it's on the big part of Nokomis off Point Road West.
Yeah, what kind of price tag?
Shallow.
Can you share the price tag?
$899,
okay. Mm-hmm. For Lake Nokomis on the water, big house, big boathouse.
I think altogether, I'm going off my memory, about 3,200 square feet.
Okay, that's good size house.
Yeah, upstairs and downstairs.
And on Lake Nokomis, remember, new panfish rules on Lake Nokomis this year. Yes,
there
that's going to be very important. Yeah, lower, it's like 10 panfish a day, combination perch, bluegill, crappie, 10 a day. Apparently, there's too many panfish going out of there. They want to try to save that resource a little bit. Build it back up. But and what about the water level out there? How's that been? Is the waterfront going to be affected by any low water levels
now? When the water drops, it does have, obviously, more beach, but the rails go all the way.
Okay.
They're stacked up right now. They haven't got a chance to put them in, but there's 4 sections, so I would imagine it goes out at least 40.
So they made accommodations.
Yeah.
What is going to inevitably happen out there?
Yep.
Oh, very, very good. How about you, Jack? You got one too?
Yeah, I do. So we have a bunch of new listings. One of them is on Cheryl Ave. It is in town, but it actually borders a bunch of woods on the back, so it's like being in town, but you really feel like you are in the country.
Okay.
It's amazing. They actually also, on the other side, have like an alley that was never developed. So there's this nice buffer, yet like you don't even have a neighbor in the back. You have this alley, so there's like this buffer in between you and your neighbor in the back.
Okay.
So you really feel like you are in the country. It's got a nice big lot. It is 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and then also has a 2-car attached garage, and then plus another detached, probably 2-3-car garage. Blacktop driveway kind of circles around on the end of a dead end, literally on the end of a dead end, and you're all by yourself.
A lot of times people don't appreciate their attached garages until they don't have one anymore. Mm-hmm. And you got to go into the house with a whole bunch of groceries in the rain or the snow. That's always, I never thought it was a big deal, but if you don't have it anymore, it turns into a little bit bigger deal.
Yeah.
So that one sounds like best of both worlds. Got a little bit of woods right in town, all the conveniences right there.
Yep, $285.
$285, so that's in that wheelhouse. That's a good, comfortable price for a lot of folks.
Yep, nice.
Good. So a couple new listings here from Keith and Jackie from Northwoods Community Realty. First of all, another question. Let's back up a little bit and we'll go on with the rest of these notes here. The home show, last time we talked, we were all at the home show together there right next door to each other. How was the show this year for Northwoods Community Realty?
Yeah, the show was great. We always love to see past clients and stopping by. And we had a lot of listings this year to, put out there. That was a super exciting time, just people getting stuff on in spring. So we had a lot of those offerings there, and a lot of people stopped by for that. Have a lot of people that stopped by and heard me on the radio. I probably had that like 3 times that they heard us on the radio. So I love that. And always good to hear that feedback.
And so what happened when they heard you on the radio? Did you get some good business? Have you guys been running leads here for the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it was people looking for a market analysis or to list their home. They heard us on the radio and liked what we had to say.
Okay.
And so we've been doing those market analysis. The one on Cheryl Ave, he was just a repeat client. I think he walked around the home show for 2 hours until I came back to the booth.
Yeah.
It's always good to see those people, and it just, you know, they're like, oh, I'm going to put my house on the market, and they remember us
good.
From when they purchased, and that's always great.
Outstanding. Keith, any words on the home show?
Definitely get to see a lot of past clients, and it's always fun to talk to them because you don't get to see them a lot. But when you're there, then they tell you like what improvements they've done,
sure.
and what's changed, and then, you know, it always leads into a conversation. Well, we're about 3 years away from maybe selling, or 5 years, but at least, you know, you make all those contacts there, and it's a good touch to everybody.
Right, right.
And it was, I thought, very well attended this year. Yeah. Obviously, it gets super busy with
right.
the dance and everything,
right.
but... weather was perfect for the home show, I thought.
Right. Well, good. So we're hearing good stuff, and we want to make sure we keep all you folks mm-hmm. happy, and we want the people that visit happy. We want all the vendors happy. We just want a nice, happy, happy win-win situation.
Yeah.
So glad it was good for you guys, too.
Yeah, it was
too.
Great.
Good. Radon. That's something that we need to pay attention to, and we're in a couple of hotbed areas here in our area here for radon, aren't we? And so we need to be paying attention to this.
I don't know where it went wrong when they created a radon map of Wisconsin, and it's out there online, and I would hope that it's been updated. But when we first heard about radon, and this was probably, you know, 10, 15 years ago, they started to do radon testing, but in different parts of the state. And it was never suggested, you know, even our home inspector said, oh, you know, you look at the map and it's not prevalent in our area because we don't have the bedrock, like in the granite that's in the Wausau area. And I think something, when they created that map, the thing that they didn't take into consideration is it can be any rotting vegetation under the ground that creates these gases. And what do we have here? A lot of is
vegetation
swamps.
And swamps.
We have a lot of swamps. Just even on the whole city of Tomahawk has a lot of areas that were actually filled. And then like where my office is, you know, that used to be
right.
wetter ground mm-hmm. and more of a swampy area. You're actually right
yeah, we're
here.
Sitting in a swamp
we're
right here.
Sitting
all
around
of,
a swamp.
All of Tomahawk is built basically on the swamp.
Right. So, you know, we don't know what this looked like, you know, 100 years ago, right? So, and you don't even know where your house was built. It could have been a filled area. You know, it was way easier to fill areas back then than it was today, you know, where you'd have special permits.
Right.
So we are definitely recommending people to include a radon test in their inspections. And we are throwing that map out the window. It doesn't mean anything. Because Keith and tell a story about a listing that we had in this radon.
I just sold a house. And typically radon, we never really tested for it.
Okay.
But we got a few clients from the Wausau area and other areas of states that it's prevalent. So they're like, no, we want to do one. And I had a listing out by the Spirit, and they did the radon test. It was like no big deal. And it came back, anything over 4 parts per million, you want to maybe look at mitigating, and 7
sure.
is for sure.
Okay.
And this was at 54.
What?
And now the house had been closed up for about 4 years, really. Not being used.
Which is a factor.
Okay.
And so that even the guy testing, the home inspector, is like, well, I'm going to bring a different machine. This isn't correct. Brought it back, and it was 54.
Wow.
So then we had the mitigation done, and then it obviously dropped that level way down but to zero. But I was totally surprised. But we've seen a couple now that are starting to come up.
Yeah, 54. I mean, it was like you can't even believe it.
Right, right.
So,
first of all, people need to be aware of radon because last I heard, it's like the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Lung cancer, correct.
And so if you're breathing that stuff in nonstop all day, 24/7 for years, and you wonder, hey, we've never smoked in here. Why are we getting these diagnoses? So that's that's why we need to be aware of
it. Yeah, and
correct.
It's typically more in the basements of a house. You don't usually get the airflow, like on the main level, you have doors open.
Sure.
Excuse me, windows. So you have air movement in there,
right,
which will get rid of it. But if it's a basement, even if it's a walkout, it's still...
Really?
Yeah.
Because just saying, I got that walkout patio door open all the time, but I still need to worry.
Is if you're in there, but then you think about the wintertime.
Oh, then it's not. Right, right.
Right. So it'd be good. I'm recommending people get them tested.
Okay.
So we have, years ago, I bought a, you can buy a tester. It battery operated, and, you know, as far as how accurate it is, we actually took that out to this house to see how accurate it was. And what was it? Was it?
Yeah, it was really close.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
So, and I have it, just in case people are worried about it. And it's hard for the home inspector because they have to charge a lot of money because
sure.
they have to drop it
mm-hmm.
and then they have to leave it sit and then they have to drive all
yeah.
the way back. And
right.
depending on where you live in northern Wisconsin, it
mm-hmm.
could be an hour drive for them to go back and pick it up. So these are, I'm not going to, you know, tell people, you know, that these are super accurate, but it's going to get you to know if
idea.
It's an alarming thing for you to have a professional come. And on the Facebook input page, I actually saw a guy like the radon man or something. So I think it's, you know, starting to be more of a thing. And, you know, he's obviously advertising in our area. He's probably had some clients here. Because even at my office, I will leave that unit sit out, and you can leave it sit out, and it shows you the day to day. You know, it'll show you what it was reading today, and then it'll show you like an average of the time that you've had it on. And then there's a reset, so you can reset it. You take it to a new location, you can reset it, and then it starts reading every day. If I leave it sit at my office, it's more like 3, 3.5, or sometimes even less than 3. But if I leave it over the weekend, sometimes on a day, it will actually go to 4.
Really?
Which is
okay.
the limit. And I'm like, I'm on a slab. And I have plastic and insulation under my slab, you know, at my office. But again, we're built on a swamp. And you just wouldn't even think. But it's airflow, right? So when we're gone all weekend and the office is shut up, and
yeah.
and even in spring and fall is when it's, well, are those are the times that I would see it jump to that, is because the AC or the heat isn't running in spring and fall like normally.
Right.
Actually, you probably are better off in the wintertime because that AC or the heat is running and that circulating air and you're getting fresh air. The other thing is people that have hydronic heat, and if you don't have an air exchanger, like we had a little cabin, all hydronic heat, no air exchanger, you have zero fresh air coming in that house. And I don't, even if you had very low radon levels normally, that's just going to build and build and build, especially if it's closed up. And I think that's why that house had such a high reading, is because you had 4 years of basically nobody opening the doors and windows. You know, it's just being closed up that much.
And it was hydronic heat.
And it's hydronic heat. So it's all about airflow. I had a house that came back high on a test, and he was a insulator. It was a newer build, spray foamed everything, insulated to the hilt because that's
airtight.
Airtight. Mm-hmm. So these homes that are newer and airtight have a way more susceptibility to have the high radon. Hmm. And where you really want to be careful if kids are, if you, well, not kids, but anybody has sleeping area in a basement, you are sitting in that 8, 9, 10 hours a day.
Right.
And that's where I tell people, if you are having people sleep in lower levels, you really need to check it.
So what's this? I've heard mitigation systems can be very, very expensive, especially if they have to be retrofit. But how do we even know if we're, what are these little doohickeys? I know you can go to a hardware store and
yeah.
they're not very expensive, but then you got to let them sit for a while and then you got to send them in.
And then
it sounds like you've got something that's almost instant, Jackie.
I do. And if anybody's interested, they can reach out. I actually talked to a lady at the home show, and she heard me talk about it. We must have talked about it at another
yeah.
time. And so she actually talked to me about it. She stopped, picked it up, and I've been checking it out for people. And she took it to her parents' home and was checking it, and she's going to bring it back. So if anybody's interested, you can buy them. They're actually not that expensive. And, I mean, if you have it where it's very close and you just want to test it for a longer periods of time, you can buy these online. Again, you know, do your research on how accurate they are. Mm-hmm. But the one that we have has been pretty accurate.
Yeah.
We've actually
just ballpark. What is the price on it?
I bought it such a long time ago, but it's under $50.
Yeah. Okay. So I was going to say, yeah. Are we talking $100, $500 to $50?
It's less than the test from the home inspector.
Okay. Yeah.
And most mitigation systems that we're seeing are between $1,200 and $1,500.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's not that bad, but still, when you're especially folks that are just trying to get into a house, every little bit is going to help. So that's right. So you need to know this.
And a little electricity bill because you got that. They're DC motor fans that are constant running.
Okay.
Yeah. Pulling everything from underneath the slab. So
It's basically bringing fresh air. It's basically a fan running 24/7 in your
house. Bottom line is radon is an issue. If you can hear us talking, you may be sitting on a big old pile of radon. Maybe not, but you got to know for sure. Yeah. If you want to know for sure.
It's just one of those things that's good to test.
Yeah. I would have never thought that Spirit area would have a problem because I've seen it in more, like the granite areas or the one that I had come back high. It was just very sandy, and actually gases can come up through the sand very easily. There's, it's just coming up.
Okay.
But, like clay areas like yours, it would be very rare that would be because that clay is actually keeping it, the gases can't come up.
Okay.
But that Spirit area, that just kind of blew me away.
Clay good, sand bad. If you don't like radon, it's good to be on
It's
clay.
Not good for water, though, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So, there's always an issue, right?
Yeah, it's good and bad.
But
yeah.
You know what? There is always an issue, and that's why it's good to have professionals like you two on our side to give us ways to avoid catastrophes or other negative situations. Yeah, you need to know your radon count, and so it's good to know for less than $50 you can get an instant reading, at least be in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Good enough. Check that out online. Act 69 is a new law that's going to be signed into effect here in Wisconsin. What is it all about? Why do we need this law?
So Act 69 is a new DSPS regulation that's going to be coming down for realtors. Our world just keeps turning and turning and changing. It will create all new forms, listing and offer to purchases. What it's going to do is all these coming soon, and there's been a little hubbub. I watched the Tomahawk Info page. It's there's a lot of stuff on there. Whether coming soon is it good, is it bad? I feel like it's basically allowing the listing agent to get offers on the property before normal real estate agents would see it in the MLS.
Mm-hmm.
And also you can only do that if you are not a realtor. And if people don't know what a realtor is versus a realtor, you can be licensed with the DSPS, but not have to go through the extra training and certification to be bound to a code of ethics.
Okay.
So anybody in the multiple listing service locally is a realtor.
Right.
And these are local agents living in your community, giving back. I can't stress that enough, to use the people that are supporting your community and, giving back their time and their talent and fighting at Madison for your rights as a homeowner. Other people that are not a realtor are not doing any of that. It's basically, the wild, wild west, and they don't have to abide by any of these other rules. And
they come into a community, they do nothing but take, they don't give back, and it's just a shortcut way around being ethical.
And Madison has seen this, and they're always looking out for us realtors. So they can dictate what we can do. The DSPS is what the licensing is. So so they went to the DSPS level, which is your licensing. In order to write an offer in the state of Wisconsin, you have to be licensed. And so they went to that level, and this act is going to make them play by the same rules.
Good.
So
should be a level playing field.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And so all of that will go away. You will not see the coming soon anymore. After January, that's all going to go away. So it's going to be very short-lived, and it's great for, us that are here, just trying to abide by a code of ethics.
Right.
And we don't have to play with people that are not.
Yeah. Good enough. Good enough. We can leave it at that. So watch for that. And you guys, you have business.
Jackie's got to go. She's
okay.
busy.
You can stay for a little
while? I can stay and hang out with you, Jeff.
All right. Well, I'm going to be kicking you out of here real soon, too, here. But anyway, appreciate your time. Jackie's busy. Keith, what's the best way to get a hold of folks at Northwoods Community Realty?
NorthwoodsCommunityRealty.com, or you can call our office at 715-453-2673. Or my cell phone is 715-966-1032.
And don't forget, there's an office in Lake Tomahawk, too, and they're not on a swamp.
Not that I know of.
No, they're just on a nice chain over there, aren't they?
Yes.
Keith, thanks for being here. Jackie, I hope that deal comes through, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.